I'm Jose Aguilera, a radio broadcasting student at the Omaha Public Schools Career Center, here with the monthly review on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS FM, and KIOS.org. Have you ever thought of what kids might listen to these days with all the new types of music going around? Well, I can tell you that many may be listening to new rising star Katy Perry. Katy Perry, also known as Catherine Hudson, was born on October 25, 1984 in Santa Barbara, California. Born into a conservative family where both parents were pastors, she had a pretty strict childhood. Katy Perry was supposedly not allowed to listen to any albums except Sister Act 1 and 2. She was also not allowed to watch MTV or VH1. That went for her siblings as well. At age 9, Katy Perry took singing lessons. Soon after, she took guitar lessons at age 13 and later decided to pursue a career in music. The singer Katy Perry has been in the music business for quite some time now. She made several trips to Nashville with her mom to record a gospel album. The album only reached about 100 people at most and then went bankrupt. She stayed focused on her music but got her GED. She went to Los Angeles to work with a songwriter named Glenn Ballard. Keep in mind, Katy Perry was only 17 at the current time. Katy Perry is a singer, songwriter, and musician. Her career wouldn't really take off until 2010 with her album Teenage Dream. Now in 2011, Katy Perry has taken to the road with her California Dreams tour. She recently did a show in Omaha, Nebraska for the tour that I witnessed due to winning tickets from my class. Let me be the one to tell you folks, she was very good. She started the concert off with the title of her new album, Teenage Dream. She eventually segued into her song, California Girls, which peaked at the number one spot on the Billboard charts. Here's a sample of that top-rated song, California Girls. The atmosphere during the concert was ecstatic. She kept the crowd involved through audience interactions like shooting t-shirts to the crowd with a t-shirt gun, inviting the audience on stage to dance with her, and taking photos with audience members. This is why she is such a successful musician, because she interacts with her fans. She had some great effects to add to the show as well, like a pink floating cotton candy cloud, laser lights, changing clothes 8 different times on stage during her hit song Hot and Cold, and a two-story sparkly and fancy pink hydraulic lift. Seeing Katy Perry perform live is a totally different experience from listening to her on the radio. Let me just say, it was a fantastic ride. She ended the concert with the song Firework, which is one of her really popular songs that has been heard by many people. This song is the number one on her fans' hit list. The venue for Katy Perry's concert in Omaha was the CenturyLink Center. It was sold out completely, full of Katy Perry fans. Personally, I prefer the song E.T., another hit by this wonderful artist, but it only reached number 4 on the fans' hit list. Here's a clip of Katy Perry's song E.T. California Dreams Tour concert in Omaha overall was very, very successful. It made Katy Perry an even bigger star for the pop music industry. She has a long future with this career. Hopefully she keeps it up and doesn't slip it up. This has been Jose Aguilera with the monthly review on Omaha Public Radio, KIOS FM, and KIOS.org.